now going to quickly draw our day to a close. I'd like to take a quick moment to thank each of the speakers that were here for today. I've been intrigued and challenged by many of the things that they have said and represented here. Mark this morning with the cultural stories and myths around marriage. I have to tell one quick story as well. My heritage is partly Swedish as well, and so we were talking yesterday about Kvist, and it used to be Soderquist before they came through Ellis Island, actually, and I learned that I knew that Kvist meant twig, but I learned that Soder is south, so I'm a south twig, which has been already used in my office at this point as well, and I'm sure will continue to be used at different times as well. So thank you for that edification, Jonas. But busting the myths of Swedish and social utopia, and the quote that you presented that I took away, which I found very intriguing, was when politics takes over family, every decision is political. And I thank you for that. That really struck a chord with me as well. Brad, for Vive la Difference, the difference between men and women, and solidifying, I've heard some of those pieces before, but to have it put together in that package for us, I do thank you, Brad, for that as well. And Kelly, are the kids all right? Really, are they all right or not? And so thank you for bringing that. We look forward to the final version of the paper, and we will dispense that to everybody here as well. Greg, and all the information that you brought here for us, and especially as agents of change, and I'll use your challenge to New Zealand, but to say to us, what are we doing for the future of Canada as well? And so that's the challenge that I present to each and every one of you as we depart in just a few moments here as well. I'd like to thank the staff, each and every one of you, for your hours of work in the last number of months, and especially this week as we came down to crunch time here. So thank you to Andrea, thank you to Peter John, thank you to Derek, thank you to Catherine as well for all the work that you've done as well. I'd also like to thank each and every one of you for taking time today, set aside your day, your time. I know we've had a number of people travel from various different distances, driving for hours on end, some flying in from different cities, even outside of the province. So thank you for taking the time to be here, join with us, and we look forward to preparing for next year for you as well. I have a couple of last requests for you. In your package, you will have found two forms. One is an evaluation form. If you haven't already, if you could take just a moment to fill that out, just leave it on your table after you're done. That really does help us. We actually look at those and read those, and it helps us determine how to better make the conference for next year as well as a subscription form there. If you're not already receiving our e-review or monthly updates on different pieces of publications, I would encourage you to leave that there. We'd be pleased to add you to our email list or our snail mail list, depending on which version you would actually prefer. I would like to thank you all for being here. Thank you for spending it with us. We always look forward to this day and spending time with you, people that we call friends, and people that can like stone on steel, like sharpening us a little bit as well, and to make us go forward with better ideas, with new challenges, ideas for future research and publications as well. So we hope that you will take that and use it in your work, whether it's on a personal level or a professional level as well. And so with that, I bid you adieu, and thank you very much for joining us this year.